So Lucia, Lucia, Fernandez, Fernandez, Alfaro, Alfaro, 116-69. Today's 3/24. Our patient is a 57-year-old woman who comes in today for medication refill. Patient has history of diabetes, hypertension, obesity, fatty liver, diabetic neuropathy, and depression. Period. In the paragraph, she's lost a lot of hair, so her previous doctor gave her some minoxidil and finasteride. She became very depressed with those medications. She's also gained weight, and she's concerned about that. She has no insurance. She would like to try GLP-1, but with no funds, that's impossible, period. She's married. She has been pregnant 3 times. Her son is a mechanic. She lives with her husband, but she's very close to her son. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Her last period was in 2021. Allergy, Cipro surgery, C-section times 2, kidney surgery, some kind of gallbladder surgery, family history. God died in an accident, mom's alive, older, doing well, no hypertension or diabetes, breast cancer reported. Maintenance colonoscopy, never mammogram last November, medical problems, arthritis, DJD, hypertension, depression, hyperlipidemia. Review of system, patient recently has been off of medication, her blood pressure shot up and had nosebleed, headache, dizziness, and multiple medical issues and problems. Today's blood pressure is okay. I told her never to stop her medication because of the fact that she can develop those symptoms again, period. Today's medication list, make a list, put it on the opposite page. Allergies, Cipro, metformin 500 milligram once a day, atenolol 50 milligram once a day. Hold off on Lipitor till we get blood work. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, lisinopril 10 milligram a day. Right, man? Lisinopril 10 milligram a day. Again, hold off on any other medication for hair loss except for prenatals, period. So assessment, diabetes, high blood pressure, out of compliance issues, fatty liver, depression, anxiety. Hold off on antidepressants at this time. Let's get her blood pressure and blood sugar control. Blood work will be next week. She wants to come back and get her blood work done since she can't afford the both the blood work and the visits. Today we did a bedside ultrasound, looked at her carotid arteries, which were within normal limits. Her echocardiogram showed mild LVH, again within normal limits, good EF around 60 to 65. She does have a fatty liver, gallbladder was absent, of course. She does have mild PVD in the lower extremity, and, we didn't get a urine analysis. Yeah.
Was there a urine pregnancy test?
Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving, prescription given. Patient was going to come back for a UA because she did have symptoms of UTI but did not give her sample before she left. Thank you.